The following audio represents a consensual roleplay scenario which may not be to everyone's tastes. Please consider carefully before listening. Good evening. Pretty quiet around this neighborhood. Can I ask what you're doing out so late? No, it's not a crime to be walking around late, but we've had reports of antisocial activity in this area, so I'm out making sure that everything is okay. Visiting friend, huh? And what's this friend's address? And do you always dress like this when you visit this friend? I see. Would you mind explaining what the nature of your relationship with this friend is? I'm asking because I need to make sure it really is a friend and not something else. Like a client, for example. Yes, someone who might be paying money to share your company. Excuse me, getting offended isn't going to help. I'm just here trying to do my job. I'm not accusing you of anything, I'm just doing my due diligence. Do you have any ID on you? Show me, please. Okay. Not from this neighborhood. But not too far away either. Okay, yeah, you can have it back. You like being sassy, huh? Not surprising when you're dressed like that. To be honest, you're more attractive than the type of streetwalker I'd expect to see in this neighborhood. Even if you are dressed like trash. This friend you're seeing, it's a boyfriend? Yeah. You look like the type who'd be into boys. Especially with those clothes you're wearing. You're dressed like that because you're trying to look sexy. For your boyfriend. Right? Is that it? You want this friend of yours to fuck your tight little ass tonight? Is that what we're looking at here? Hey, calm down or you're gonna be in a lot more trouble, do you understand? If you want to walk around the streets like this, dressed like that, then you're lucky that I'm the one who found you. There is all kinds of bad people in this neighborhood who will see you as nothing but a piece of meat ready to be used. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on here and what you really are. Because you look like you're out here selling your body for money. Especially with an ass like that. And a pretty face. No one with a body like this walks around wearing something like that unless they're looking for trouble or customers. No, I don't have a partner in the van. So there is no one else you can speak to. And I don't appreciate the questions. In fact, you know what? I'm sick of this. Come here. I'm placing you under arrest. What for? For publicly soliciting sex. Prostitution. And resisting arrest as well, if you're not careful. Hey, come with me. Down here, down this alley. Yeah, I think we need a little more privacy. I mean, no one can see us. Here, back against the wall. Now, let's get a good look at you. A boy like you doesn't walk around a neighborhood like this, dressed like a little prostitute slut like that, unless you're up to no good. Am I right? Well, let's see what you've got on you. Here. These shorts are small, but let's see what's in these pockets. And what about up here? Across your chest? And over your tummy, up your sides, around your shoulders? Like that? Yeah. What about down here? Huh? Hiding anything down here? Around your cock? Around your balls? Do I have to get in and have a good grab around to see what I find? Who knows what you've got hidden away there? Why don't I reach up the leg of your little shorts and reach in so I can really feel around your cock and your balls? And right up here as well, behind. Down your shorts from behind, around your ass. Your cock and your balls and your ass. Hiding anything here, huh? Is that it? Is that it? Lucky for you, it doesn't seem like you're hiding anything. Well, you know, one telltale sign of a streetwalker is how they respond to being grabbed like this. So if I just put my hand right here, down your shorts, on your cock, like that, how does that feel? Is that something you're used to? Yeah? Having a stranger in the street just come here and grab your balls with both hands like this, and your cock? Yeah? Well, you like that, don't you? Am I right? Little prostitute slut boy likes having his cock played with by strangers. Is that it? Is that what's going on here? Or are you gonna make a complaint, are you? Sure you are. Tell me something. How does this look to you? If I show you a hard cock right here, down this alleyway, how does that look to you? What do you expect? Walking around the streets looking like a prostitute, letting a stranger grope you down an alley? You're the kind of boy slut who gets cocks hard like this. It's not helping the case that you're anything but a streetwalker. I saw the way your eyes looked when you first saw this cock. This cock that you got hard. You're a slut, you can't hide it. Well, it's a shame you can't touch it for me with your hands cuffed behind your back like that. So, cute little slut boy down an alley, getting harassed by a police officer, threatening to make a complaint. I've got another test for you. I want to see if you suck cock like a normal guy, or if you suck it like a slut boy. So get on your knees and put this in your mouth. Oh, look at you. Look at the way your mouth just fell open instinctively as soon as a cock is right in front of your face. Well, what are you gonna do? You gonna put it in your mouth and suck? Or am I gonna have to take you into the station house? Oh, there you go. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh my god. You really do suck like a slut boy, you know that? Oh, fuck. That's it. Take that big fucking cock all the way in your mouth. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Suck it harder. Suck it harder. Oh, there you go. That's it. Oh, God. That's it. That's it. Suck. Suck me. Suck me. Fuck. Suck that cock. Suck that cock. That's it. That's it. Fuck. You know, the way you're sucking cock really impresses me. But it's doing nothing to help the case that you're not a prostitute slut boy. who's walking the streets looking for cock. Fuck. 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 Oh, God. Fuck. Suck it. Suck that cock. Suck that big fucking cock. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Okay, okay. Ah, God. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Fuck. Stand up. Stand up. Come on. I'll turn around. Face the wall. There. Oh, you look really good in a pair of handcuffs, you know that? They suit you. I bet you've got plenty of customers who feel the same way. Am I right? Oh. Spread your legs. Here. It's time for another inspection. Now let's get these little shorts of yours down further. Oh. Underwear too. And, oh, there it is. Oh, it feels very big and hard, doesn't it? Exposed right here in the street. Hands shackled behind your back, legs spread, and this hard cock of yours out, all for me. Nothing but a piece of slutty, street-walking trash would get as hard as this after sucking a stranger's cock. You know, like having your cock all the way out right here, in this alley? Spread them wider, come on. Well, since you're obviously out here to get your fucking ass sold for sex, this next bit should come naturally to you. Fuck. Like that, huh? Is that what you like? You like having a stranger's cock pushing up against your ass while your face is against the wall and your hands are cuffed behind your back? Yeah, you like that? You like feeling it slide inside your ass? Oh, God. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me, you're tight. Oh, God. Tight little slut boy taking this cock. Oh, yeah. Fuck, that's it. That's it. All the way inside you. That's it. That's it. That's my good boy. That's my good boy. Oh, yeah. You take this cock all the way inside you. All the way inside you. Nice and deep, baby. That's it. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I've got you. Huh? How about I get an arm around your neck from behind like this, huh? And one hand on your hips. And one arm around your neck, so that I can hold you in place while I fuck you harder. Right here, like this. Fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, that feels really good, baby. You're really good at taking a cock, aren't you? Fuck. Way inside you. Yeah. Fuck. You've obviously got a lot of experience at this, don't you? Oh, fuck. You know, I'm sure you normally use condoms with your clients, but you're about to make an exception. Because this ass is so fucking tight that I'm gonna come right inside it. Oh God, fuck. Here I come, baby. Get ready for a big fucking load right up your ass. Yeah, that's it. Fuck, that's it. Fuck. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. You're good at this. You must make a lot of money doing this kind of work. You know, I think it's really obvious that you're a hooker. Very obvious. But since you've been compliant, I'm gonna let you off with a warning this time. But I'm gonna be back here tomorrow night. The same place, the same time. And if I see you here again, consequences are going to be much more serious. Do you understand me? Good. Now here, let's undo these cuffs. And these, lift your leg, come on. I'm taking these. I'm taking your underwear as evidence. These are mine now. And you can go and walk home with cum dripping out of you and down your leg. Because I'm sure you're more than used to it. Now get the fuck out of here. Look at this beautiful little pair of boy shorts you left me. Hot little streetwalker underwear. From a hot little prostitute boy. Fuck, it gets my dick so fucking hard. Coming up your ass like that. While I watch you walk away down the street. My dick's still out, right here in my fucking patrol car. Rubbing your underwear up and down my cock while I watch your tight little ass walk away down the street. Oh, fuck. Oh, jerking off with your underwear. My pretty little streetwalker boy. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come inside your underwear, baby. I'm gonna come inside it right now. And again later. And again. And again. Oh, my God. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Again. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Spunk in your underwear. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun playing with your underwear. fuck.